www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
I would bless the Lord at all times, and His praise should continue to be in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I thank you and I praise you and I give you all the glory, which is due your name. Now, Father God, I'm asking you to have thine own way, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, do what you do best, O God. Heal, deliver, and set the captive free. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on today, excuse me, could you please turn them to Psalm 149 division in the sixth verse. That's Psalm 149:6. And I will be reading from the New King James Version. And it says, let the high praises of God be in their mouth. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of His most holy word. And it's a simple topic on the day. It's when you praise. When you praise. David showed us that sometimes all you need to defeat the enemy is a small stone. So the same is true of praise. Sometimes all you need is your praise. Praise is a weapon. All through the scripture, you see how the praise breaks. The chains breaks. Praise confuses the enemy. And praise makes you powerful. Yes, it does. When you have praise coming out of your mouth, you are unstoppable. The enemy cannot keep a praiser down. Just think of Paul and Silas in the book of Acts 16 chapter. As they sang praises at midnight, the prison doors flew open and shackles fell off. When you praise God, from the depths of your soul until you are empty, that's when miracles happen. That's when you are set free from the bondage. Whatever held you captive, you are released. When the saints of God give God a true praise from their spirit, nothing can hold them down. But I'm going to tell you the seven reasons why we should praise God. The first one is the Bible commands it. In Psalm 150:6, it says, as the psalmist says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. You woke up this morning. You should praise the Lord. You got from point A to point B. You should praise the Lord. Number two, praise facilitates access to God. It's the blood of Jesus that paves the way for our forgiveness from sin and relationship with God. Hebrews 10:19. That being said, our praise provides a clear and unhindered passage. We can go through anything with a praise. Therefore, enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Psalm 104. Three, praise is where our God lives. Wait a minute. Isn't God omnipresent? That means everywhere, all the time? Absolutely. Yet His presence is especially intense in the atmosphere of praise. You can feel the presence of God when you praise Him. Praise shifts the atmosphere. Praise allows the Spirit of the Lord to come in and do what needs to be done. The Bible says God is also enthroned upon the praises of the Israel. Psalms 22 and 3. Number four, praise promotes productivity. According to the word, the earth yields its produce in the presence of praise. Psalm 17, 5 and 6. Does this mean that the crops are really going to grow better where there is praise present? Perhaps. Why not? Whatever your feeling on the matter, when we praise, productivity is maximized, fulfillment is realized, and frustration is neutralized. Hallelujah. Number five, praise chases away despair. There's no better way to beat the blues than to change our focus from self to God. The shift produces the oil of gladness instead of mourning. Isaiah 61 and 3. Praise lifts the burden off of you so you can praise God freely without any hindrances. Praise is an effective weapon against the devil. I firmly believe Satan wants the good angel Lucifer and God's praise leader, and you can find this in the book of Isaiah 14 chapter, was kicked out of heaven and doomed to destruction due to his desire to be like God. He has hated the saints of God to praise ever since, because this reminds him of what he gave up and what he couldn't regain. So that's why the enemy come in. He come in with everything but the kitchen sink to stop you from praising God, because he knows once you praise God from your heart, because those that have worshiped him in spirit and in truth. So when you come to God with a true praise and a true worship, guess what? God is going to move for you, because you are telling God, God, I give up. I can't do this anymore. So you are inviting him, even though you may not see anything manifest before your eyes right now, but you are thanking him in advance. I'm praising you, God, for waking me up this morning. I'm praising you, God, for that financial breakthrough in my life. I'm praising you, God, because you changed my life. I'm praising you, God, because of the simple fact I could have been dead, but you made death behave. I'm praising you, God, for just being God, for just being everywhere, even in the places I'm not supposed to be. I'm still going to praise you because you did not allow the enemy to take me out. I'm praising you. I'm praising you because of the simple fact I have prayed, and then I have asked you for a specific thing, but I am praising you. I'm pulling it out of the spirit realm, with my praise. And I know it's going to manifest, but I'm praising you in advance. Your praise is your weapon. I don't care how you feel. You can feel tired and doomed and like it's never going to get better. But I promise you, people of God, if you praise your way through, look at Paul and Silas in the 16th chapter of Acts. As they sang praises at midnight, the prison doors was open and the shackles fell off. Your praise is powerful, but you got to know how powerful your praise is. And the 7-1 is God is worthy of it. He is worthy of our praise. The Lord is great. Yes, he is. While it's known to everyone, a good praiser also encourages the next person to praise, because they can look at your life and say, I know what she going through. And I seen how the enemy have came up against him or her, but yet they not allowing it to get through, to get to them. They have made up in their mind. They're going to praise God, because if God brought me through this situation here, he's well and able to bring me out of this one here. He changes not. We the one that always changes up on God, but God never changes. God alone, people, God, deserves our heartfelt worship and our supreme praise. No matter what you're going through, no matter how you feel it, no matter, give him praise, because that's what he seeks. He desires the praises from his people. God will come in and sup with you if you only praise him. Hallelujah, Jesus. So your praise may not seem like much, but when you praise, listen to the Holy Ghost will. Angels go to work for you. When you praise, the God of the universe begins to change things in your favor. Most of the battles we fight are not physical. They are spiritual. Praise is a powerful weapon, because when you praise in the time of trouble, it's even more effective. Because why? The enemy expects you to be negative and complaining. The enemy expects you to give up. The enemy expects you to go and to get that liquor. The enemy expects you to pick up that weed. And the enemy expects you to go and to fornicate. The enemy expects you to backslide. The enemy expects you not to believe the word of God. Come on here, somebody. That's why praise is a powerful weapon. The enemy wants you to shut your mouth when you go through something. He don't want you to say nothing except just to suck, because he want to make God look like a liar. That's what Satan wants. But we know God. God said he would not allow his word to return unto him void. God is not a man that he should lie. We got a weapon, but we got to learn how to use it. We cannot sit on praise. Here come the Yosha. We got to get up and we got to lift our voices. Praise will cause you to defeat the many giants that is in your life. So many of you got giants right now, and you don't know which way to turn. But I promise you, your praise will kill every giant. Will loose every shackle and will open doors that no man can close. Come on here, somebody. With your praise, you got to believe it. When you praise, you got to believe God has already answered you. That's all you got to do is walk in it. Let us pray. Father, thank you that you are worthy of our highest praise and that you inhabit our praise. Thank you that you reign over all the circumstances of our lives and that you are with us. As long as we have breath, we will praise you and believe you and know that the enemy has been defeated and the giants in our lives as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Remember, I love you, and God does too. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is